And we're back from recess and go back into session. We're with Donna Neely, the county clerk. Actually, I think there are three things that we have this afternoon that we, am I wrong or right, gentlemen, could chat with?
Two. BOE discussion, fund, distribution.
And minutes is the third.
Is that what we're talking about, minutes?
Well, we had them scheduled for one, but.
That's us, though, to approve.
Yeah, but this morning they were redoing.
Okay.
A bunch. But let's go to, because we set it off specifically for the funding distribution. Donna, did we not vote on the forestry the other day? Or?
I don't think so. I think.
Okay.
I don't believe there was a vote. I think it was all directed to Bob to find out what your responsibility was.
Okay.
And he was supposed to come back and explain to you his opinion on what 20.100 and 20.080. Because, I mean, 20.080 says specifically, county commission shall direct expenditures. And 12.100, county commission to use funds in maintaining schools and roads. So I think they're both directives to the commission is the way I see it. But, again, I'm not an attorney.
Well, I agree with you, Donna. I believe that they both say that we're supposed to spend those funds.
Direct expenditures.
Correct. Spend the funds.
Right. Well, I need you to tell me how you want me to spend the funds or how you want. Okay, so you're
we will
still
do that.
Saying.
We will do that once you give us the funds.
I'm giving you all the funds. How do you want me to split it up between the schools and road and bridge?
Whatever the statutes say.
Well, there's a problem with the statutes. The statutes say to use the levy. You can't use the levy because we don't have any valuation for the property. There's no value, so I can't apply a levy to zero.
Wait just a second. The statutes say use the levy to divide up the funds?
On flood control, it does. Let me find it exactly for you.
Closer to me.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
I thought we voted on the forestry one. I thought we were.
I did, too.
I think.
Can you look that up, Christy?
The flood deal was where we had run into.
I think you had a formula method you showed us, and I think the forestry was taken care of.
Are you putting that on iceberg?
I'm trying.
Frostbite?
You want me to? It's 75 right now.
Anything. Yeah, I want something down lower than that. My goodness.
Okay, I inherited this at 76 this morning. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay.
Have a seat.
I heard there was
there's discussion. Here, have a seat.
I run 72 on mine, is what I usually
68.
Run. 68. Did you? That's good.
I'm just going to cool it down a little bit here.
I'm looking for the part of
the hey, don't mess up my hair, but it took me a while to get it off.
That's what I do.
Don, I think it's in the one paragraph that's found in 12.100.
Oh, yeah. County Commission shall allow to the school districts and for roads an amount based upon their respective levies equal to that which would ordinarily be allowed to them out of taxes for property owned by the United States. If the property were privately owned, before using any of the money to pay other expenses of the county. So, since I don't have a valuation, I can't apply a levy and come up with a percentage to distribute the money. So,
how's it been distributed last year, year before, and the year before that?
As I told you, based on what the clerk prior to me did, I'm using the same percentages used by the former county clerk,
okay.
Which used the same process that you had used when you were in office. But
so if you use the same formula that was utilized by the county clerks prior, and those went through multiple state audits, chances are, unless something's changed.
Except for this time, I did go and get the number of acreages that are currently owned by the United States government, doing so, I discovered that Bradleyville School has 1,528.3 acres, and Branson has 1,365.48 acres, and they haven't been getting a distribution.
Let me ask you a couple questions.
Sure.
The overall amount of funds received, are the schools to receive a percentage of those and the counties to receive a percentage?
It's different for each one, so.
Gentlemen, just so you are aware, you did have a vote on the forestry and distribution.
Thank you.
You tabled flood control.
Gotcha. All right. You still got it, Danny. Steel trap memory.
Yeah.
Okay.
No matter how many people think I've lost it, I've still got it.
Forestry is 75% for the public schools and 25% for roads. And flood control, I don't think, has a percentage for either one. What we have been doing is 11% for roads and the remainder to the schools.
And is there, there's no reasoning for that, and we've done that for the past several years?
Right. And based on what I read here, you can use it for several different things. The county could use all of it if you wanted to. I mean, it's not what I'm recommending. I'm just saying I believe that you could use a good part of that if you wanted to.
Now let's take it a step further. Let's say that we determine if, in fact, that's what we're supposed to do, is what percentage goes to the county and what percentage goes to the schools. What you're advocating is changing the amounts that goes to the schools over what's happened in prior years based upon your research of the acreage, correct, that you've discovered?
It's very small.
Right. Basically, I'm showing, Hollister. I'm showing 4,486 acres. The information that I have from previous was 4,706 acres. Taneyville had, my report shows 855.82, and we were doing 854. So basically they are all very close, except for the fact that Bradleyville and Branson were not receiving any funds.
Are we talking about federal, can I ask,
I'm sorry,
are we talking about federal lands or are we just talking about national forest land? There is a difference.
Separate.
Okay.
This is all, whatever is not forestry. That's all by the United States government.
These are properties that were taken by the lakes that were formed. And so the acreage that was lost to the taxation process to the schools and to the county are now, we receive kind of a payment in lieu of taxes, if you will, called flood control. And the question is, how do we carve that up? Now, she has a formula for the percentage that she's put together for the schools, which is acceptable to me based upon the work that she's done. It's what percentage goes to the county of the overall 100% of the funds. What are the total amount of funds that are available, Donna? And it does fluctuate year to year.
$50,374.08. And 11% was going to Road and Bridge, which was $5,541.15.
And that's been 11% ever since you've been county clerk and for the clerks before. Is there any federal agency that we can talk to? Or because I'm sure that this was handed down to the state by the Fed.
And I've talked to the State Office of Administration in the past. All they do is refer me to these statutes. So basically, they're just passing that on. I have talked to a couple of other counties, and some of them do use the levy process, but they have a valuation to apply it to. I have no valuation.
So their assessor would assess the property as if it weren't government owned.
Well, our sales tax has supplanted the property tax that would have been utilized, which would have been a max of 50% in general county revenue and 35% in roads and bridge, which would be 85 cents. I mean, if we want to take a look at it from that perspective. If you look at the schools, it's probably an average of $4 and something is my guess. I don't know that.
Do you gentlemen want to
just accept the formula that's been utilized in the past?
I do. Just since it seems like there's no guidelines specific that would help.
Don, if you'll calculate that based on how you've calculated it the last few years, we're all set to move forward.
It's done.
Okay.
I have it done both ways, so I just needed to know which way. So we're approving to distribute it in the way that we've done it in the past.
Yep. Which form
would you like to look at it before?
Just real fast. Bobby, you run that up here. The old way is which one? The back one?
The old way is in a formal letter, and the new way is in Excel.
That's the old way.
You can see a comparison. I did a comparison of the Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, I see where you could go. I guess so. Probably joint. Okay. Yeah.
Here's my only question. It was the same question I had for counsel and for Donna before. You're certifying that the above apportionment was approved by us, and yet we're now giving you schools that in the past had never received, or at least one, correct? And my question is, and was then, because you found acreage, does that entitle them to a portion of these funds? Or, and I don't know the answer, Donna, honestly.
Okay. My gut feeling is we've done this the same way year after year after year. Nobody's ever gone back and checked the acreage. I brought this before the commission every time there was a new commission because I felt that we should be doing it differently. But it's not my decision. I don't have the authority to make that decision.
To make what decision?
On how it should be distributed to the school.
Well, I think we.
I cannot.
I believe that our. I believe our decision is what percentage goes to the schools. Your decision is how it shall be apportioned to those schools that it goes to. That's. And yes, it has. I years ago, I know that we went back and did that. But. At the very least, we're going to be looking at. 4,000, 5,000, or 6,000 would have to be paid back if it's going in the wrong school district. And to expedite it, if we just move forward based upon Donna's calculations, we're. Do you understand what I'm saying, Bob? You do?
I know there's an issue, too. I mean, I'm very well aware of the issue.
You're going to move this to this form? Is that what you're going to do?
Depends on what you tell me today.
What do you want to do?
Whatever's legally correct.
Well, there's not a way to meet the statutory compliance right now, word for word, because we don't have a valuation. The only way to do that would be to have the assessor go in and value all that property. I don't know how he's going to do that, because it would have been the value at the time that it was taken by the United States government. So basically, we can't apply. In my opinion, we can't apply the formula that exists in the statute.
Well, he was assessor then, wasn't he?
He's been around a long time.
Did either of you that just come in wish to speak to this matter?
I'm listening.
Here's what I would state. I will accept Donna's reasoning and approve the apportionment based upon her calculations. She feels that this is correct. She has done a considerable amount of work getting to this point, and I'm ready to move forward with it.
Okay.
And I think that we should stick with the same percentage of monies to the schools and to the
Can we do that?
To the county until, in fact, we discover something different. Is that all right, Donna?
You can change that however you want to. The percentage going to Road and Bridge.
But we always wanted to maintain it.
Percentage to tell me how much goes to the Road and Bridge. Like in Forest Street, it tells me 25%. But in Blankenfeld, that's not really a percentage that goes to Road and Bridge. And so that had to have been a decision of the commission.
I would say we should do the same percentage that you've done the past 8 years.
So motion to accept report using the same percentages of previous years. Is that worded right?
But the new distribution.
Based upon Donna's new distribution.
New based off of new Donna's new calculation of distribution.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed nay.
Is that right, Donna?
Motion carried.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you, Donna.
Honestly, I can't prove it either way. I'm just doing, I have support at least for this paperwork.
That's great.
I know what answer you're going to get from the Fed.
Huh?
I know what answer you're going to get from the Fed.
Go
look at chapter 12.
I know exactly what they're going to say. Okay. So are we in BOE next?
Let's, will we have copies of those minutes that went over this morning?
I think Christy worked on those.
She's okay.
I have finished the corrections, excepting January 13th, because I did not take those minutes, so I don't know which officers have been there. We'll have to look at her notes.
Oh, well, we don't have to. I just wondered if there were officers there and everybody else. That was just a question.
February 11th, we are going into that agreement as soon as we receive the finalized version of the settlement agreement. All other changes have been made.
Nikki has the final settlement agreement, so I can have her email it to you.
Excellent. Let's do the BOE discussion, and then we'll come back to minutes. Is that all right?
Sounds great.
I hope I have that here.
You don't need me here for this, I take it? Or do you? I was actually coming in case you were talking about the contract. Someone told me it was at 1:30 with Simplex Rental.
It is on there.
Okay, I'll come back.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
It's actually at 1:00. It doesn't have to be 1:30. It's all posted at 1:00.
Okay.
Do you have it in front of you?
I do not.
Oh, just yeah. Then
I
come back.
I can tell you all about it.
Well, just come back with the contract.
Did you want these back on?
We're trying to cool off this building. It's 76 degrees. Yes, the air conditioner is on right now until we can get it down to 72.
Yes, but you three gentlemen are in the hot seat. Oh, no.
I was going to say, take your jackets off. Loan one to me.
Well.
Thank you, by the way, gentlemen. I mean, this was hard to know which way to go on this.
I may have left that, I hope not, upstairs. Donna and James, you remember the comments that I was making last week about BOE. I'm still looking for my documents. And regarding those comments, have you got some comments of your own? I'm going to have to go upstairs and pull those statutes.
Yeah, I've got this one. This helps you.
You did have them, Ron, laying right there on your desk in front of you. I don't know where you, what you did with them.
Not today. I don't think I have. Here we go.
Oh, we were discussing what to do. We know how to handle summer BOE. We have a lot of really good instructions from the state on that, but we were talking about the time period after summer BOE and that we weren't going to be dealing with any evaluation issues, only with corrections pursuant to statute.
Right. Well, I show on the statute, which is 138090, maybe. Is that the one you're looking at?
It can be, yes.
We could meet outside summer BOE for allegations of erroneous assessments, double assessment, and clerical errors, is what it says. I'm looking at a document that Bob had supplied to me last spring.
Well, the 138-100, in speaking to BOE, makes this simple statement. Such hearings shall end on the 31st day of July of each year, except in any city not within a county or any county with a charter form of government, in which such hearings shall end by the fourth Saturday in August, provided that the estimated true value of personal property as shown on any itemized personal property return shall not be conclusive on the assessor or prevent the assessor from increasing such valuation. The main point being, BOE hearings, it says, shall end on the 31st day of July. Now, they allow you, in what you had just read in 138090, to, if the board so chooses,
to
make corrections. There is also, as soon as I can find it, another statute. Complaints as to rulings of the County Board of Equalization in such counties, this is first class counties, shall be filed according to law with the State Tax Commission not later than September 30th of the year in which such ruling was made. So for people to meet at BOE in October, November, December, January, February, March, they already cannot apply to the State Tax Commission because their deadline is passed.
Right.
So it's my contention that really the Board of Equalization, once it is closed, no longer hears the complaints of taxpayers, unless, of course, that taxpayer has gone through the assessor and there's a double assessment, there is an assessment or an error that's been made, in which case we would receive an abatement from the county assessor's office and correct it.
Right.
Isn't there also a statute that says he can make that correct? Or the double assessments and things like that?
He has to write an abatement. And the other statutes that say specifically that I have to adjust the tax book.
I guess my point being that I think that we should draw up rules and regulations for how our Board of Equalization will meet that will be in compliance with what the statutes provide, only as something that's educational for those who want to utilize the Board of Equalization and then advertise that so that someone wanting to meet with the Board of Equalization may do so between the dates that are specified within Missouri law. And if I'm not mistaken, James, there's only one exception, and that's during years of reassessment. We could begin the hearings as early as the end of May, May 31st, I think.
Right.
So if we're anticipating a large number of people coming in, we can back that up from the
right.
Second Monday in July to May 31st. So really we get five extra weeks, I guess, potentially. Of BOE time.
One of your other questions you had last week, Ron, was the number of members on the BOE. I think you brought.
Yes, right. Currently, there are five individuals that serve on the Board of Equalization. and two of those are appointed by the county commission. And they have to meet certain qualifications as outlined by the by Missouri law, real estate appraiser, real estate, et cetera. You're holding up?
Seven members.
You have two non-voting members.
I apologize. I was referring to the voting members, but you're right. The assessor and the county clerk both serve on the Board of Equalization as non-voting members. The other opportunity, if you will, for the county commission is to appoint three individuals to serve on the Board of Equalization. And I had assumed up until I read that it was five, but it is three, isn't it, Bob? You're shaking your head.
Yes, it is.
Good yell.
Yes, it is.
If the county commission were to lean in that direction, is there a time specific that they should make those appointments? Or I don't find it. That's
I saw it nowhere when the appointments should be made. I would say if I was going to make it, I'd try to make it before the beginning of the year, certainly before the summer BOE starts.
I think it's in January. I think we brought this up once before and voted on it in January.
But it doesn't say in the statutes is what Mr. Hausman is saying.
No, I think it is in the statutes, but I'll have to look for it.
I think I remember not finding it, and but I'll stand corrected if you can find it.
I'm looking. I can't find it real fast here.
One member being appointed annually on the second Monday in January of each year after the county commission makes the first appointments on the full three board on the second Monday in January. You know, this has been in existence, it says, since 1981.
So it is there.
That's why I was texting you those messages about appointing board members back in January.
But does it say if you want to switch to a three board?
Doesn't say when.
Doesn't say when.
Well, the terms that we appointed the last two BOE members have expired. When we appointed them, they expired the 31st of last year. So we have two vacancies right now in BOE.
I think we need to be clear about the expiration date because I don't think there's an expiration date in the statute.
Okay, but the motions were one-year terms, expiring on the 31st.
Yeah, it says that they're three-year terms.
Three-year terms?
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
One-year terms. Three-year terms.
That's for the three member, right?
Yes.
It doesn't have anything to do with the five member.
That's right.
The five member, I thought, was one-year terms.
Can you get into the statutes there, John?
It'll
probably be just before 138.090 or 085.
Good to me again.
138.
Uh-huh.
Probably 085, 080, somewhere in there.
Trying to find it.
Well, it's not.
There it goes.
90. It's not 085. So it'll be sometime just before that.
Compensation. Here's the subtitles of all of them. There's that. Here's your.
Click on the first one.
Is that right? Doesn't say.
Let's go to the next one.
There's right here with the third. Yeah, I was just looking to see if it. Where is this one?
Members restriction.
meetings of board right here, first class committees?
I've got that right here.
Okay. So I guess the first question, or the questions on the table are, thank you.
Yeah, that's the 3-year terms. Thank you. Bob, yeah. Where's the original 5-member board? Is that what you're looking for?
The original 5-member board is 138.010, I believe.
Yeah.
That's did it say 5 up there?
Yeah, it just tells you who it is. Right here, except there should be 40.
Doesn't speak to length of terms, does it, Bob?
No.
It says 2 additional members.
And you all did it for a 1-year term for what you had, so.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Thoughts, James?
Yeah, I'm 100% opposed to a 3-panel board not existing of the county commission. If it were 5, I would be for it. But when you cut back to 3, you have many cases of if one person's sick, you have a quorum, then you're settling cases with 2 people sitting on the board. And I think more the better when it comes to a BOE. I was with the assumption that Jasper County had 5 non-elected officials on their Board of Equalization.
My question is, under the original setup, Bob, does it state that you can do that?
You can do what?
The county commission can step aside on the 5-person board. There are counties in the state that are doing that.
Green County as well.
Yeah, county commissioners aren't serving as a 5-member board.
Boone County is another.
Right.
I don't see where it says you can do that. In 138.010, it says that in every county in the state, there should be a county board of equalization.
Consisting of the commissioners of the county commission, the county assessor as a non-voting member, the county surveyor, and the county clerk, who shall be the secretary of the board without a vote. The county commissioners shall also appoint 2 additional members to the board who shall be citizens of the county but not officers of the county, and for such additional members appointed after August 28, 2007, not related to any member of the County Board of Equalization within the 3rd degree of consanguinity. I don't see where it says in the statute that they can step aside and have 3 others appointed. Or is that what you're asking?
In the state where the county commissioners have stepped aside and they've appointed a 5-person citizens board, but I don't see where in law where that's provided for. But I know that counties are doing that.
The 3-member, I'm working with the books I got out of Rick's office.
I understand.
The 3-member board, what statute number is that?
085.
Well, I think the main thing that we've done, and we'll find out the numbers, but the main thing we've done is establish this ridiculous setup of having BOE year-round whenever the statute. I argued that point for years, but the only thing that I have, again, about the commissioner sitting on the board is it was used as a political platform, and I think that's totally wrong, and the taxpayer suffers the consequences. And as far as 3 members of the of the commission sitting on there with two appointed members. I'm not opposed to that, but I don't particularly like the heat, but as I was informed by the public, to get out of the kitchen if I didn't like it, so.
I can't find anything else in older statutes that try to correct or try to address the five-member board.
I don't see anything either. I'm looking at 138.085, and Colody talks about a three-person board. Do you know which counties do that?
Green County does it. Boone County does it.
I think Jasper County does it, I think.
Let's investigate with them before we go on with that discussion of numbers.
I'm going to be with each of those counties
tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
And I can pursue at that time and ask under what statute. That they did that. It'd be interesting if they couldn't.
Couldn't find the statute?
Might not be coming home.
They may say, don't respond.
You know, also, because we got board appointments. No, we don't, actually. That's commission board appointments. I'll pass on that.
As I stated this morning, you've got approximately 40% turning in their assessment forms. It looks like we're going to be way low on the assessment forms. That book closes May 15th, as all does the real estate book. So basically, everything after that gets run on is an act of the Board of Equalization. So that's where we get into some confusion, and I think when it started about having monthly meetings was, why would you treat real estate any different than you do personal property? And it became a political type issue of, why do you get to run on a vehicle in November and abate off a bad abatement bill, but you don't real estate? So that's where this all got involved with the current elected officials through the years, is why would you treat real estate any different than you do personal property?
You're saying that personal property has to take an action of BOE to put it on?
Personal property, you run it on, but in the fall of the year, like I run on a vehicle that I didn't have,
uh-huh.
It takes an action of the BOE to reduce that other bill to zero. That you correct a bill. The correction process.
Okay, the correction. You run it on, no problem. It's taking the other one off.
Right.
Right.
And that's where this all got blown together by interpretation of, why do you treat personal property.
And you can't take the other bill off. Because
not on real estate.
On personal property, you can.
Not on personal property.
Without an action of the BOE.
Okay.
No, and that's not quite true either, because the BOE is already...
They made an action, but that doesn't go with the statutes.
What are you saying, Donna?
Because there are statutes that say we have to clean up the tax book, and I can tell you that there are counties, and Greene County is one of those, that they take all of their actions in advance of the Board of Equalization meeting, and then they present their data to the Board of Equalization on what they've done. So they're using the Board of Equalization as merely formality of the statutes. They're actually taking actions to correct the book, because there are statutes that says to correct the book. But the personal property book stays open all the time. If anybody has an incorrect personal property, all they have to do is go to the assessor's office. He writes a new tax bill. Then his office writes up an abatement. It comes to us, and we take the unpaid one out if we can show that a new bill has been written. And that was something that we got the Board of Equalization to write up just this last year, which has made it so smooth. I mean, part of our problem with personal property is if James does correct a tax bill and that taxpayer goes over and pays the wrong one, then it becomes a refund. So the faster we can get those out, Once it's been corrected, the better.
But this has been issued through the years of why you treat one differently than the other.
Well, I think because the statutes are pretty clear that you can do that, and that the assessor will be able to basically run on, increase value of personal property, correct, all year.
I understand the statutes.
I'm confident you do.
I'd say the interpretation through the years has got some
I understand.
Politicize.
I understand. But we want to get back on track.
We do.
I see.
And
that would be great.
And I'm thinking that by getting back on track, we're really going to simplify the process that unfortunately many of you have been going through for the last few years that has not been pleasant. I also think that it would behoove us to have the news media do a story. Perhaps we should do a press release for the media and letting the people know that the end of July is the end of BOE. I know in old days we used to meet for BOE to hear appeals on, I think it was the second Monday in August. Do we still do that?
No, we don't have a BOE anymore.
No longer have that BOE.
No. If we're going to do a press release, I would like to establish an earlier time frame. I'm concerned about the volume of appeals, at least open it sooner. So if we're going to do a press release, I would just want to make it longer. Even if we had less meetings late July and still had the last meeting on the end of July, just so we could make sure we could handle the vote.
I think new 7-Eleven is killing us. I think you can't have a meeting before the 7th of July now. I think the May 31st backup deadline's gone.
Well,
with 7-Eleven.
The date I have here is August 28, 2010, and that was post 7-Eleven.
The 7-Eleven, SB 7-Eleven, caused a conflict.
Yes, this
on
includes
dates.
7-Eleven. It says right here.
Yeah. It created a conflict on dates, and the State Tax Commission is aware of that. And on their internet page, it talks about how the counties, first class counties, missed out on the dates being changed by statute. And so that they suggest that the commission set those dates, because the law is in conflict right now.
They actually sent us some sort of notification last year, I remember, but I...
Yeah. It's on there, actually on the State Tax Commission's website, at least it was at one time, and yes, we did have received documentation from them in the past, that the law is, at this time, in conflict with itself because of the dates. And it's for first-class counties only, I believe, but I'm not sure of that.
So let me back us up. Are we in agreement that we can't back up to May 31st?
I don't think you can.
I think you can.
By the statute, as passed from Senate Bill 7-Eleven, James is correct, you cannot. However, because it contradicts, we received notification from the State Tax Commission saying, yes, you can.
Because they just wanted to say that?
Yeah.
Yes. I bet that's...
And that exactly. The commission has to vote on it to set the date.
Just giving you the facts.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Well,
I'm with you.
We know the statutes.
So we think we can, based off the State Tax Commission opinion. Correct?
Correct.
Not that there's a law to support it, but the State Tax Commission is saying you can do it.
The Tax Commission says you can do it. You vote on it and get her done, right? That's what they said. Okay. Put it on your shoulders. Okay.
I mean, otherwise, James is going to be turning his books over to me on July 1st.
James is correct about the statutes.
So, James, if, in fact, once the books are printed, now you have until the end of May, correct? Or is that
15th?
March 1st is in the statutes, but the State Tax Commission said we could do it May 15th and didn't have to apply because they haven't furnished the hardware for the counties to go online with implementing 7-Eleven.
So they say that portion of 7-Eleven don't apply, but the portion above and below does.
Do you think that they'll get rid of the rest of 7-Eleven this year?
I hope so, too.
Because he's right. In the statute right now for SB 7-Eleven, it says that the assessor should turn his book over to me on July the 1st. But we couldn't operate as a BOE if he did.
Well, there's a thought.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The books are all there. I mean, the statutes are all in conflict.
It's a mess.
Totally.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about what we're going to do, shall we? What our plan is going to be. Jim has said that he thinks that if we need that additional time, we should back up.
That'd be great.
Those hearings. Would we want to do that one day a week? What do you think would be to start with, to see what?
They start slow. The appointments start real slow. And I can tell you, James has advertised in the newspaper before, and I have advertised in the newspaper before, but people still do not understand BOE. I think the only way that they're ever going to understand BOE is if we actually mail a letter to them. Because you always get the person who says, well, I moved here after that. I know I'm giving myself more work and money. But at the same time, you know, those are the problems that we hear. I didn't know about BOE. I didn't get an increase notice because mine is a new property and was just built, so I didn't receive an increase notice. You know, you get all kinds of scenarios that come in after the tax bills.
It'd be interesting to know how much we spent in phone bills last year inviting people to come.
They're all local calls.
Those results was in November.
Let's move forward with the thought that we're going to begin this process early. But let's do a press release.
If we're going to do a press release, I would like to post the dates and the whole session.
That's what I would like to
do.
Let's do
great.
It.
That's like, this is it. This is the dates we're meeting. And
well, not the specific dates, right?
No.
Just May 31st through?
No, specific dates.
July.
I would just say specific dates. And
their responsibility to get in here. And another thing that took place this morning is Mr. Strahan, the assessor, who happens to be the brother of Danny Strahan, the commissioner, stood before and has every year since I've been in office, the public and the news media, and addressed, get your information in. Get your information in. And then we have people step forward and announce in December that they haven't got theirs and get a big news media front page story out of it. So I want every date posted and
what days are we thinking? What day of the week works best? Is it or one day works worse? I mean, are we talking all day? Make the days all available? Are we taking 4-hour segments?
I'm telling you, at first we're going to barely have enough to hold your first meeting and get everybody sworn in, and then as people start hearing about it, that's whenever we start getting more.
Donna, do you think, though, that that'll be the case if we post in there the exact dates and that is when they have to get it in?
And the time slots.
Before, in the past, the last few years, they've decided they can come in just whenever they darn well please. When we post those dates, I think that they will be more concerned and more alert to the fact that they have a problem. If they don't get a tax bill at that time, they have the opportunity to come forward at that time.
Danny, I think you have a good point, and one of the things that I've noticed is as the BOE has stuck more to their rules about meeting just during summer BOE, more and more people are now coming during that time period instead of trying to come after they get their tax bill. So I have seen a shift in that, and I think that's a good thing for everybody involved.
We did, Donna, if we did it like we did in the past, I think you help set a date when you got those in, and we used a Thursday or Tuesday or something as a date that we used, and we started off on half days.
Yep.
I mean, that's what I'd like to do, is maybe set like a Tuesday afternoon or a Tuesday morning that where we don't have as much workload, and you set a 9:00 Tuesday morning, and we set in and address those that come forward. And then as it progresses, we may have to increase the days per week. But as we start off with a Tuesday morning.
Well, we can certainly always start it.
Part of that, I'm just talking to you guys. You gentlemen's got, you have
well, I mean, dates. Rather than trying to set dates, I think we should, we could, I mean, first of all, when do you think the first date you want to be? Are you talking the week of the 30th, which is the last week of May, which is obviously Monday is Truman's birthday, I think, but
Halfway through June. Or do you really think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be horrendous.
I think if we get it over early, we won't have.
Well, I know it contradicts a lot of other places, but 138090 says that, except as provided in subsection 2, the County Board of Equalization of First Class County shall meet on the first Monday in June of each year.
Well, let's use the first, if this is going to be an an odd-numbered year, let's go with the first week in June, and then and it runs through July the 31st. Is that when it runs through? Mm-hmm. So, and like you said, the first probably the first 3 weeks or month, we're not going to have very many.
The other thing to remind everyone is that we got to decide if it's a three-member, is it a five-member? We haven't reappointed positions. If it's a five-member with three commissioners,
Well, I have, as we have the application on the Internet, and we also have an information page on the Internet that needs to be updated. And definitely that the application needs to have the dates changed because we have a cutoff of when we're going to accept applications. And that's normally that first Monday in June. So you guys have changed that in the past based on circumstance. So that date also needs to be set.
And on your other question, we were going to wait till it comes back from Wednesday's
right.
meeting to make the decision on the number on the boards.
I think we're going to have another follow-up meeting. And by then have some dates looking at, but then we'll have the answer of how the board's going to look.
Are you satisfied with the first week in June?
I am.
I am. That's.
I mean, even if it's just, you said Tuesday morning from 8 to 12.
Yeah. First Monday in June.
Well, yeah, first Tuesday, because the first Monday is a holiday.
Okay, first Tuesday.
Well, I'm sorry, the first Monday. I'm incorrect. The 6th is actually the first Monday in June.
Set that the second week in June because I believe if Donna remembers, there should be a date that she has to contact the schools about new construction and the closing of the book by June something.
I don't know what 15th. It is, but I do it as soon as you turn the books over to me.
No, but isn't there a deadline?
Yeah.
The middle of June.
Yeah, but I'll have that done. I usually get that done within a week, so.
Second Tuesday in June.
That's the 14th.
That's the 14th.
Okay.
That would be better because I know
that's the airport day.
That falls right in the middle.
That's the day you're going to the Solid Waste Commission meeting.
The second Tuesday is the are those meetings?
Uh huh.
Let's do it on Wednesday then.
That's fine.
Wednesday's fine with me.
15th. Well, we got committee meetings that day.
15th, we have
Tuesday
nothing.
The 14th, we've got committee meetings.
Yeah. So 15th. We're going to do it. The 15th is the first date, you're saying. Let's just jot some down here. Are we going to say from 9 to 12? What are we going to say?
First Monday in June of each year. Go all day, guys.
Statutorily, you have to meet the first Monday in June.
Go all day. You said to the...
It says the County Board of Equalization and First Class County shall meet on the first Monday in June of each year. Doesn't say you have to meet again until the 15th. Doesn't say what you have to do on that day.
Okay,
so Monday the 6th.
Monday the 6th we're meeting. And then we're going to go to the 15th.
Let's schedule Monday the 6th for how many hours, James?
All day?
This is for corrections and stuff.
Well,
we won't have...
If the people aren't there, we'll have plenty from the assessor.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Potentially.
When you say all day, what time do you want to start? 9 o'clock?
9:05.
So 9 to 5.
How about 9 to 9?
What I'm trying to do
for sure.
This all day stuff is trying to avoid what happened in 2009 by pushing all the decisions up to the very last day because we was crowded for time and then making such a massive change the last day.
Those people.
It was that.
No, I mean, that was actually an occurrence of not doing enough during the day, getting them done.
That was the occurrence of a vote on the last day after I'd listened to evidence for a month.
All right, so the 15th, and then what's the next time? We're going to do the 22nd? The 22nd?
How about we do the 15th and then we see how many appointments
no,
we have?
No, I want to post this on the press release. We're going to schedule it and it's it.
I wouldn't post the 6th. I don't think I'm going to be here to begin with. And the 15th is the date after her deadline. If we have a BOE, here, simple. If we have a BOE and make some decisions on the 6th, the general public sees the trend of how these BOE hearings are going to go.
Well,
I'm
but
telling you, you're going
to be our speaker.
But can I just ask one question? Can't we meet on the 6th just to say we met to just to uphold it and then do no decision until the 15th?
We have done that before.
You can do that.
Let's just do that. That way we...
10 minutes.
If it's just we call it to order and then that's it.
That's fine. That's fine.
And no action taken. That way we meet the statutes, and if you're not available, there's no action going to be taken because we're going to wait till the 15th.
And usually by then, we've already got applications in, and James will know how much work he has, and then we can build the schedule from there. Because I don't know if we're going to have anything to do until we receive the application.
But what I'm saying, we post the dates. If there's no action, we don't meet, but we have posted the dates. So on the press release, people know we only have this much dates, and this is when we're meeting.
Okay.
Because that's really what I'm more, that's really what I get to is that we posted the dates, everyone knows, and that way it'll prevent them from waiting long because when it's full, it's full. Because didn't you schedule 15-minute increments?
Yes.
Okay.
And did you have a date for cutoff for applications to be received?
The 6th.
No.
No.
Are you talking about applications for the entire BOE?
I think you can apply right up to
applications for BOE. Well, that's not the way we were trained through the State Tax Commission that you have. It's usually the second Monday in June is the cutoff date.
That carries you all the way through July 31st?
Mm-hmm. I think 7-11 changed that.
Okay. Bob, you have to write that note down.
That's statutory?
When is the last day to file an application to appeal?
Does an application a week later to CBOE they can't? How in the world did we continue having BOE all year round then if they couldn't do it past that day?
Or anything about Wisdom coming out of the city.
They got their tax bills.
So if you couldn't see anybody in BOE past that date, how did we see them all year round? Whether they got their tax bills or not.
Ronnie, I mean, it's the same thing we have right now. We have a church that wants to be heard because they say they're exempt, and the pastor didn't come in, take over until after June 20th or something, and he wasn't aware because he had not received any documentation because it was a brand new.
But he's got it now, and he can be here in June or July, right?
To handle this year's for 2011.
Yeah.
But they're trying to get adjustments because they have paperwork showing they're exempt and should never have been taxed. And then we have other individuals that have said, well, I was out of the country, so there was no way I could ever met those deadlines. When we have all kinds of scenarios, and that's how.
I understand. I'm just saying, if it's a – why set it if we're not going to utilize it?
How long we shouldn't be hearing summer BOE cases after summer BOE?
I don't believe we should be hearing BOE cases after July 31st. Period. The exception of double assessments, errors.
How about protests? When they pay their taxes and file a protest, there's...
They go to circuit court. That's what the law says.
Methods to go to circuit court.
Then I would. Then you're right. There's no reason to meet.
Right now, we have some pending corrections, correct, Donna?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we could theoretically set a day, and we could...
No, time out. We don't know what the board's going to look like.
Well, right now, the board has 3 members that we know of. Correct?
That's correct. 3 active members is all you have.
Theoretically, if the 3 of us are there, we could make decisions to clean up or do the corrections. And you've got how many, Donna? A half dozen? Or?
Yeah, maybe eight or
maybe
something.
Eight.
I think that's about right, eight.
You want to remember statutorily, too, when you talk about removing the county commission. The county commission has a role in the assessment process, even if you sit on the BOA or not. You have the role of hearing previous delinquent taxes, and the statutes cover what the county commissioners hear. So it's not a method of totally taking you away from the Board of Equalization rulings, because you will be hearing them as a county commission, even though you're off of the Board of Equalization, if you decide to do that. So I don't know the advantages. I'm just very strong to make sure that there's a five-panel Board of Equalization under all circumstances.
Okay. Six cases and 17 refunds are waiting.
Well, I will spend some time Wednesday, as will Jim, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
talking to some counties regarding how they made their appointments to BOE. Because, Bob, I've read this, and I don't see how they do a five-person board with non-commissioners.
I mean, I think it's going to be something similar to SB 711. They're trying to merge all the different versions of the BOE text.
I can't find any text that says they can do that, any version. But maybe it's there and I'm not finding it.
Donna, could you look up our results of the last two or three years and see if we have a day through the week that worked out better for, that we had more people come in. If it's Thursday, if it's Wednesday, we'll try to adjust our schedules for that daily date through the week. I know we've already eliminated our Monday session because of our workload, but is there a day?
Thursday, I believe.
That's Thursday is what I thought we did. I think we had some Tuesday meetings and some Thursday meetings. But let's look and see. We've got board appointments, our board obligations on Tuesday. So let's look and see how we got those days.
And the way we were trained was basically you receive the application, notify the person of the date available, and they either come or not. And if they don't come, I believe the BOE I'm not sure exactly the technical, but, I mean, they've had their opportunity because an appointment has been set, and they've received 5 days notice. So whether or not they get a second opportunity is up to the BOE.
Mr. Presiding, the reason we did whatever date that was, and she said thinks it's Thursday, is it give the people time for a notice to come in, and then they came in, and we tried. I mean, there one year we did every stinking day, and I was, it didn't work out well. Now later in July, we may have to do that. Like we may have to schedule.
Danny, I can remember doing it every single day for over a month. 95. For over a month, every single
when?
Day.
What year? Really?
Well, we did a lot there, not last year, but the year before, we did a lot. And even then, the bad part was we kept carrying things over to be decided later, and then we had to back up and pull all that forward and decide on.
I wasn't the chair then, by the way.
Just
not stepping on any toes.
Hey, where did that come from?
Just for the presiding commissioner's information.
God, that's great.
Back in the 90s, they canceled a commission meeting on Monday mornings to have BOE all day on Mondays.
Wow.
We did meet. We've met on Mondays before whenever we got really a lot of appointments.
And it's liable to be a lot.
Well, if you comply with all the orders that are coming down, we need
start
to start tomorrow.
So what do we do now? Repost?
Let's wait until we have our meeting.
Yeah, let you have your
Wednesday.
Meeting at Jeff City.
We have plenty of time before, although the
application date deadline?
No, let's wait.
Okay.
But we do have the first, you said the first Monday in June?
That's what the statute says.
We've got that date set. We are having a
the
meeting
sixth.
That date.
But it's just going to be a quick, I'll have them post.
Is that, we're off that Monday, or is that Tuesday?
No, that's the following Monday. We're good. Okay.
We will, let's post that as
BOE summer session? Introduction, intro?
Board of Equalization.
Swearing in. You have to do your swearing in.
Well, we'll probably get sworn in before then, won't we, if we serve? See, I'm still holding out for hope.
Let's put instructions.
BOE instructions.
And swearing at.
Setting and swearing at.
Swearing at.
And swearing.
If you gentlemen are going to bring on two civilians, you need to do it before March 1st.
Before March 1st?
And I'll tell you why we do that. The collector's book closes and we start a new year of taxation.
When did you say BOE?
March, I'm not sure why.
You put swearing in or date setting or.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
That's probably in confirmation of summer BOE session.
Good.
We become 2011 March 1st.
Or just confirmation of session. We probably need to stop just calling it summer.
What time? Do you care?
9 o'clock. Is that all right? Do you want to do 9:15?
Let's do. That's a Monday, right?
Yes.
Let's do 9:30 after our session, okay. Our normal, whatever we decide to do.
9:30 on the 6th.
Yeah.
Based on what we learned Wednesday, I may call down and have them, the girls, put this back on. This following Monday? Monday's not a holiday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you talk to me?
Oh. No.
Bob.
I was meeting the stairs. You might apologize.
You're talking to the girl.
When you wake up like that, have you ever hurt your or injured your wife or slamming forward like that? That's dangerous. Scared poor Donna? Look at her. Next Monday is a holiday. President's Day.
We're talking June, right? We're
talking February.
No, we're talking next week, you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
That scared me, and I'm not scared of nothing.
All right, I think that's all we have on that.
Let's move out of that.
Yes, please.
Mr. Attorney, can you talk to us about water flow replacement agreement?
Yes.
Did you have something else, James? I'm sorry.
No.
Did you want to scream and jump forward like Bob did? Or? Of what?
Okay. Oh.
Who is it? They've already got him listed. That's not it. It's Schaefer Cotter, something like that. Up. Mr. Paulson.
Okay. There's some work that needs to be done on the system over at the other courthouse. We received a quotation and an agreement from Simplex Grinnell. Did not like the terms. I did not, so I made some changes. They decided they didn't like the contract the way I changed it, and we decided to go off the state bid if we could. And they sent me the language on the state bid, and it's the same as the language that they had originally given to us. And if I may, I'll tell you that if you want to do business with Simplex, it looks like if you want them to do it and they do very fine work, that you're probably going to end up agreeing to whatever their contract is. But I want to tell you what the problem is with the terms in their contract. First one is any venue. While I'm licensed in the state of Massachusetts, I don't think you want to litigate in the state of Massachusetts, given that you're a Missouri County Commission. It places a venue in Massachusetts. Also, you've agreed to indemnify as customer. You agree to indemnify, hold harmless, and defend the company against any and all losses, damages, costs, including expert fees and costs, and any expenses, including reasonable defense costs, arising from any and all third-party claims for personal injury, death, etc.
What is it we're having them repair?
A
potentially
water flow agreement, water
a flow? Water flow switch on the main backflow water flow switch. Retest and verify that it's functioning normally. This work will be performed with the national account sprinkler fitter rate of $95 on a time and material basis to be approved with the WS.
What does it do, Bob? Just without?
I don't even know what it does, to be honest with you. Renee would know that.
It's something we need.
It's something we need for our system.
And it has to do with the sprinkler system? It
yes.
It has to do with, okay. And what you have in front of you is the contractual language that the state
has agreed to, and it's Simplex's boilerplate, and either you want them to fix it or you don't, but what I'm telling you is don't ask me to tell you that it's a good contract from our perspective. I mean, it protects them in every way. If there's any attorney's fees, they can collect them from us. It doesn't say that we can collect them from them if we prevail. I mean, it's just...
But we can't change this, is what you're saying, if we want them to do the work.
We tried to change it last fall.
Is there anybody else that can do the work?
I would have to get Renee to ask. These people are probably the most qualified. I believe it's probably their system.
Danny, Jim, what do you want to do?
They have... we've used them in the past. We've signed the same contract in the past for other work. This is who Renee has recommended, but I don't know if she's looked at other people. I seem to want to say that she has on a different project, and the price came back extremely high with the other company, but I don't have an answer.
Is this a yearly deal or ever?
This is just on this water flow switch.
We have a current contract with Simplex Grinnell on, I think, on the entire sprinkler system right now, don't we? I think I remember seeing the same contract is written the same way, but we have an annual agreement with them also on warranty or maintenance or something like that.
It's their system that was put in during construction.
Right, it's their system to start with.
They're a very fine company. I'm very familiar with them. I just think the contract's pretty one-sided, but... They're not relenting at all. Do you want me to get Renee?
I was just curious if there was someone else. If you're satisfied with the work that they've done in the past, and we've signed the same agreement in the past, and this is it's a switch.
Yeah, it's very small.
And she, being Renee, has recommended it.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to accept the agreement as offered by Simplex.
Grinnell.
Replace a water flow replacement valve or switch.
Switch.
Switch. And has been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously.
Do you have the original up there?
I do not.
Nope.
I believe I have a copy and not the original.
If you would find the original, we'd be more than happy to sign it. At least Mr. Hausman would. I know we don't have it.
All right.
The next thing on the list, sir, is board appointments for the commission.
I've got six boards that we talked about last week. And we chatted about possible appointments today. I think that we should finalize those, and we should also talk about what other appointments or boards that we should or could be serving on. Let me run over those boards, if I might. University Extension would be served by Dan Strahan. Solid Waste would be served by Dan Strahan. Missouri Association of Counties would be served by Jim.
Springfield Regional Partnership, Springfield Economic Regional Partnership.
Springfield Economic Regional Partnership would also be served by Jim Straffas. Ron Hausman would serve on the OCAC board, and Ron Hausman would serve on CLIO. Those are the six boards that I'm aware of.
I'm alternate on that one.
Yes, thank you. Oh. He went looking for that. Did you miss him in the hallway? Where would you like me to sign that? Right here, where it says signature. Thank you.
The terms of those would be annual, or you want to do it 2-year group blocks? What do you want to do?
Let's do annual. Is that all right, gentlemen?
Expiring at the end of this year, then.
Yes, annual appointments.
Motion to accept commission board appointments as presented, all terms expiring 12/31/2011.
Second.
We can talk about the other ones.
We will then designate and provide a list of who the alternates are for those boards. I think we can do that via paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to reiterate, Dan, University Extension and Solid Waste, Jim, Missouri Association of Counties and Springfield.
Regional. Economic Partnership.
Economic SREP. Partnership. Ron, OCAC, and CLIO. Motion?
Yep. Yeah. I moved it and Danny seconded it. Now, TDD, I'm also on the TDD, but I'm already appointed to that.
And who makes that appointment?
The commission. That was made, it's a 2-year term. I believe it expires December 31st of 2011 also. But that's something we have to serve on because we formed the TDD.
Motion's been made and seconded for the appointments as before mentioned. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carried unanimously. Guys, the next thing we've got listed is just a work session again for personnel policy, meeting process, and courthouse policy. Back to our meeting policy.
Yes, sir.
We had chatted about at least the agenda portion of it, Jim, and had proposed and have worked on, are they called applications?
Agenda requests.
Agenda requests.
Forms, yes.
And do you have those finalized where we can take a look at those?
I do. I don't have them printed out, but I can pull them up pretty easily here so you guys can see it. I've been working with Nikki to make sure we didn't miss any of the major items. And we created two of them, an agenda request, which states an 8-day period where they have to give us information. Then there's an emergency request form in case there's something comes up that we're not aware of. For anybody requesting agenda items outside the commission who need to be seen prior to that 7-day or 8-day period. Really the biggest things that, you know, I can show you what we've put on here, as long as everyone can hear me here. The requester, the date they requested, their contact information, who the attendees are going to be. So often we don't know who's going to show up to an agenda, to a meeting. So this is the attendee's name and their title, the title of how they want it titled on the agenda, the details, and then, of course, attach any supporting documentation. The other thing is how much time are they asking? That's really been a big issue for us is they know, but they don't tell us, or we don't ask, and therefore we schedule 15 minutes when they need 45. The other thing is I had this morning, which brought to light was the Simplex Grinnell, is if there's any the legal requirement, any document comma, agreement, application, resolution, ordinance requires a legal review prior to the request being on the agenda. We got to make sure that Bob's seen it. And so many times we get a document, we hear the thing, and we can't vote on it because legal hasn't looked at the document. So making sure that, it doesn't look like it's spelled right, but is that spelled right?
No, there's an N after I.
The funny part, didn't pick it up. The thing is, this provides making sure that we have legal documents to Bob for the review prior to us putting on the agenda. So when it finally hits the agenda, we can take action on it. Then, of course, it's who received, what person took the information, what day received, what time. The biggest thing that I think that in talking to Nikki from a practical process, I put this that we would review these requests on Mondays and Wednesdays. The reason we do that is that if we did just every Thursday, it's possible we wouldn't ever see their agenda request because of the way the time falls on the calendar, and if there's a date, we're not in session, something like that. So we'll just, you know, my suggestion is that as agenda items are requested, Nikki will present them to us with a packet of information on a Monday or Wednesday for us to start reviewing that agenda item. Not to have a discussion of the item, but, you know, what information do we need to, so that we can decide when we're going to put on the agenda. So that's the simple form that Jillian and Nikki are moving forward with using, unless you guys want to stop and change the process. But this is in line with what we talked about last Friday.
A few things. Check that for
spelling.
Oh, it's a word.
That's not, I didn't even use that. Was this okay?
Number two. If you scroll down to the bottom, it says commissioner's initials.
Some commissioner still has to sponsor it.
But what we're saying by putting that on there, as far as I'm concerned, it has to be me that puts my initials in, you or you, right?
Before it even comes before us. Yes.
And then not anybody else doing that for us.
Yeah, a physical initials. Okay.
Yes, okay. Okay. Well, I mean, I think. Is that all right?
Mr. Positive? Do you have feedback, Danny?
No.
He doesn't have any feedback. Okay.
Thinking about taking his wife out for Valentine's dinner this evening.
It's a great thing to
do. Oh, don't let the cat out of the bag.
That is a word, sir.
Okay.
That one is, and then this doesn't spell right. I know, it just doesn't look right.
The O-R-D-I-N-A-N-C-E.
I'm just concerned why he didn't pick it up.
I don't know. Also,
I do have a question. Here's another question for you, sir. One of the questions on the agenda was, I wrote down this morning, I think you leaned over and said the same thing. Are we going to continue to post items if the commission's not going to go to, such as?
No, I don't think we should.
This is our agenda, and if we're not going to be there, we have a public calendar that's on the website anyway. But like planning and zoning, unless two of us were planning to go to planning and zoning, we don't need to post it.
Correct.
So I would like to. That would help individuals know if the commission's actually going to be there or not. Danny, what's your thoughts?
The only thing it is a notice to the public that they're having a PNC meeting that night. A lot of people that pick that up through our Monday meeting whenever they look at the agenda. But that's whatever you...
Yeah, it's not on our agenda.
What do you think?
Actually, I think
it misrepresents to the public what we are actually doing. This is a part of our agenda. I think that at the same time we run this, if we want to do public notice of what meetings are out there, we can list those.
For the week?
We can put it somewhere else on the agenda.
That would be fine with me.
It's just not part of the agenda.
Right. I mean, we may just say at the very bottom of here, other public meetings you may be interested in attending.
There you go.
That'd work. That'd be good enough.
Were we also going to review those minutes today?
I would like to do that. Do we have...
You've got those for us?
I don't have them printed out.
Well, what have you been doing here?
Could you do that for us? Print those out?
Would you like us to take a recess?
Contact the office. Or I'm sure somebody...
Whatever you just...
Let's take a recess. That's all we lack, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
And I have a personal...
We will stand at recess.